The second hour is strictly Chazonis. I want to remind you that a week from this coming Shabbos, on the 24th of December, there will be a Kumsitz at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. And if you're not on my email list, shame on you. You can either email me at cjmusic@aol.com, or if you go to the homepage on the website, you're on the website listening to this right now, you'll see in the upper left-hand side a box, and you just put in your email address and press join, and you'll join the list, and I'll be able to send you the latest information. We just came out, by the way, if you didn't get the latest cantorial calendar and information source that I put out, I think you'll find it very interesting. So I encourage you to sign up for that. Again, that will be Motzei Shabbos, the 24th, at the Westside Institutional Synagogue on West 76th Street. You can get all the information by going to their website or to mine. Okay? Let's see. We're getting ready for just a couple of Hanukkah selections. Just queuing this up right now. Oh, by the way, to Raiza and Simcha Marchant, Mazel Tov on the birth of the grandson this past weekend. Dear friends from Toronto, and Simcha has just been a great friend and a great source of help for me over the years. He records my program live, and in the past when I've had a problem, hit the wrong switch, or it just didn't record, he's been there to save the day. And we have some plans to work on a special project together, which those of you who love Chazonis, I'm sure, will be very happy to participate in this program. And Simcha will be playing an integral part in that. Okay, a couple of Hanukkah selections before we get to regular Chazonis. This will be Bensian Miller and Yaakov Motzin with Haneros Halalu. Bensian Miller and Yaakov Motzin.
Haneros Halalu. Oh, מול הליל שמחו הגדול על ישרחו ויול לפני יוסחו ויול ויול ישו עושחו על ישרחו ויול לפני יוסחו ויול ויול ישו עושחו
Ben-Sion Miller and Yaakov Mortzen with Haneros Halalu. The next selection will be Benjamin Muller, and he will be chanting Yevonim, which is the fifth paragraph of Mo'os Tzur. Benjamin Muller. Okay, so that was Yosla Rosenblatt. Yes, okay. Muller is the second cut, and Rosenblatt is the third cut. So now you're going to hear Benjamin Muller. It's a short one. And Julian, look, come on, I got to play Rosenblatt once in a while. Okay, this is Muller with Yevonim, Benjamin Muller.
Yeah.
Benjamin Muller. Okay. This is, what do we have coming up next? Let me get this. Okay, it's all set. Okay, you heard me play Moshe Lasourkis a few weeks ago, and I mentioned that he was called the Blinde Chazen, the Blind Chazen. And it was a wonderful, wonderful Kiddush. Facts. He was born in 1900. He died around 1960. The two recordings that I'm going to play of Moshe Lasourkis were from 1928. So he was 28 years old, about the age of Yankee Lemmer, a little bit older than Zevi Muller. Yankee, I think, is around 28 or 29, and Zevi is about 25. This is the commentary. Moshe Lasourkis stands unique among the practitioners of the cantorial art in that he became blind while still an infant. He was born in Uman, a Ukrainian city famed for its klezmerim, as well as for being the final seat of the Bratslava Rebbe. He imbibed synagogue music from his father, Leib Sourkis. In 1913, he came to America, and 4 years later, he occupied the first of many part-time pulpits. Well, let's see, 4 years later, that's 1917, he was 17 years old, pulpits from Philadelphia to Boston. It is noteworthy that the Blinde Chazen, as he was known, was also an accomplished organist. So we'll hear first a 1928 recording of Kulam Mekablim. And again, this is Moshe Lasourkis.
Oh!
Moshe Lasorkas at the age of 28, the Blinda Chazen. We'll hear another selection from that same year, Laman Yerbu, Moshe Lasorkas.
Asher nishba adol shem lavol techem lo seis loem kimei hashumayim Lord,
Sorkis. Our next cantor will be Moshe Telishevsky, who was born in Russia. His father, a rabbi and a Hasidic cantor, reared Moshe in the tradition of joy through music. At a very early age, it became apparent that he had unusual musical talents, and at 9, he was already accompanying his father on the piano, and at 11, he entered the concert field singing before standing room only audiences. You'll understand that he was a great, great fan of Pierre Pinchuk, and as a matter of fact, in this particular album, he dedicated much of the many of the songs to his fondness for Pinchuk, and he sang in the style of Pinchuk. So the first selection that we'll be hearing is V'ha'er Einenu, and this is Moshe Telishevsky.
V'ha'er Einenu Besoirosechu Vidahabei Vidal Viklibinu Bemisvoisehu Behoheir Einenu Besoirosechu Vidabiklibinu Libinu Bemisvoisehu Beyachay levobeinu Leyaboli yereshem vecho Veloin yivoyosh Veloin yikoneyim Veloin yikoshel Leyoylam Leyoylam vuvem Ki v'shem Kotshecho adodoy Lagibul v'yanu yoru Botokno Nogi Yelo Veini Yismecho Bishusecho Nogi lo venismecho Bishusecho ברחמך הוא השם אלוהינו בחסודך הוא רבי בחסודך הוא רבי על יעזבונו נסח שלום ועוד על יעזבונו נסח שלום ועוד Al yazmu nun ezagzdan o moment Maher ve yuvi ve yuvi yuleynu Alinu ve roga ve zulüy meyiru Mayer, mayer, mayer. Veyu, veyu, linu, brugu, veyu, linu, meyeru. Babi, yeyinu, lishalloyim, meyu, varbo, meyar, bakan, fuyusu,
Moshe Telishevsky, in the style of Pinchik. We'll hear one more of Moshe Telishevsky chanting Av Horachamim.
Ben yereyu Hayim beyayim Beishuvo yelo veyu Kako vosuf kako su Ben yereyu Hayim beyayim Beishuvo yelo veyu Hashem Ve'eru Chol Bosor Yovachdu Kipi Hashem Diber lachem amamosim.
Julian, I never know about you. Okay. David Reutemann, he was born in 1884. He died in 1943. He was called the poet of the pulpit. He was born in the village of Derezinka, province of Podolia. At the age of 12, he became an assistant to the cantor of Lidvinka, a town where his parents had settled. At that time, the Odessa cantor Yankel Soroka was city chazan in Uman, and Reutemann's father was urged to apprentice him to Soroka, with whom he remained for a half a year. Young Reutemann then was apprenticed to Zeidel Rovner, and he remained with that cantorial master throughout his teens. After several small city positions on his own, Reutemann became Vilna city chazan while still only in his mid-20s. Actually, he was 25 years old when that occurred. Afterwards, he was drawn to a congregation in St. Petersburg, which is now Leningrad, the Russian city with one of the largest intellectual Jewish communities. When the Bolshevik Revolution broke out in 1917, that community was completely destroyed. Reutemann and his wife fled to Odessa, where the revolution had not as yet been felt, and he stayed there for a year and a half. In 1920, he arrived in America to serve Ohev Sholem congregation in Brooklyn for 2 years, and then Shari Tzedek in Manhattan, where he remained with a two-year interruption for 18 years until his death. He died in 1943 in New York City. Okay, the first, we're going to play two selections. The first selection is a Shamnu Mikol Am, classic Reutemann.
Oh,
A recording from the 20s, Dove of the Reutemann. Let's hear one more of his. Well, that was his classic, of course, Hashem Lo Mikol Am. We'll hear, what are we hearing? Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu.
Oh,
We've been listening to classic Reutemann, and we'll end with a couple of selections of cantor Moshe Hashel, who was born in Argentina, and in 1969 he emigrated with his family to Israel, where he acquired his Jewish and general education at some of the most distinguished yeshivot. His love of music and talent for singing was evident at a very young age. He graduated from the Israel Institute of Cantoral Art in Jerusalem, where he studied with some of the most eminent teachers, cantor Naftali Herstick, cantor Moshe Stern, conductor Eli Yaffe, Dr. Daniel Ziff, and Daniel Hendrickson. In 1985, while still a student, he accepted his first post as cantor of the great synagogue Ein Yaakov in Givatayim. Soon after conducting services at the Green and Sea Point Hebrew Congregation in Cape Town, South Africa, in 1988, Hashel accepted an appointment at Finchley Synagogue in London, where he made a great impression with the beautiful style and exciting nature of his rendition. Cantor Hashel's voice is a lyric tenor of excellent quality. Critics have praised the naturally attractive timbre of his voice and his control of dynamics, which are underpinned by his sincerity of his expression, which combines passion and refinement. Wow, that's well said. In January of 1997, let's see, that's 14 years ago, he became cantor at the prestigious St. John's Wood Synagogue. So that's the background of cantor Moshe Hashel. I must say, we've always had a wonderful time with working with him. It's a pure delight. Let's go to the next to last section. Will be Moshe Hashel with Yigdal.
Oh.
isn't that so beautiful? I love it. And he does it so well. And that's with the Naima Singers. I think that's how you pronounce it. N-E-apostrophe-I-M-A-H. Naima Singers, conducted by Mark Temerles. And we'll hear one quick selection to end the program. This is Moshe Hashel with Tit Gadol, together with the Naima Singers.
Is God of a serious God?
Well, a great way to end this hour of Jewish soul music, bringing you the best of Chazanis. This is Charlie Bernhout. If you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I encourage you to sign up for the cantorial calendar an information center, which just went out this past week. If you didn't receive it, the only way you're going to get it is to either log on to on the homepage, enter your email address, and I'll send it to you, or contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I also remind you, with Hanukkah coming up, the greatest present that you can give to a young child, a grandchild, or a nephew, or your children, is to get them interested in this soul music. And I can tell you it is an acquired taste, because I didn't discover Chazonis until the age of 41. And I only wish that somebody had given me some recordings at a young age to get me started with this wonderful love of this soul music. So just a suggestion, if you want to give something rather meaningful and something that will be treasured by many, and not everyone, but you don't know. It's much better than just giving some sort of a present that has no lasting value. Anyway, shalom, everyone, and thanks for joining with me. Come again next week. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising.